Oh, good morning. I hope everyone's having a wonderful time so far. I know we are. Aren't we, Ben?
Oh, we sure are.
And it's about to get even better.
Because Scorpio books are in. Hi, Cassie.
Hello.
I love Scorpio books, and I love Tuesdays. And I love when people text in at 021RD985 because we do have Scorpio books voucher to give away.
Look at us. We're so in sync.
You should definitely come pick those up as well. We've got heaps still in the little cupboard. Yeah.
Right. Well, yes.
If you win a voucher, come and spend it. Yeah.
Yes, 100%. So we are talking about a book this morning, obviously. Would you like to tell us what it is?
Yes. All right. I have bought in a BWB text, and it's by Holly Walker, The Whole Intimate Mess, Motherhood, Politics, and Women's Writing.
Mm.
And I feel like I'm cheating a little bit because it's old, and I actually read it a while ago, but I reread it this week because I was like, oh, I remember really enjoying this, and I wanted to just dip into something nice and familiar. I was just saying I've been doing a lot of marking and reading a lot of terrible essays, and this is an example of a really good essay. This is a good essay right here, and it was just so refreshing to read lovely writing when you're steeped in first-year essays.
I'm sure, a nice palate cleanser.
Yeah, yeah. I'm honestly too afraid to even begin to look at the essays I wrote in first year, because I would just be so upset with myself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a steep learning curve. So this book actually came out in 2017.
Ooh.
And so as I said, it's a BWB, so Bridget Williams Books. Mm-hmm. And they produce a lot of these little texts, and hopefully people are familiar with what they are. But they're basically essays or sort of short books. Mm-hmm. Really, you can read them in an afternoon. They're very accessible. And they cover all sorts of important political and social and historical topics, from climate change to the refugee quota to economics, housing, well-being. You know, there's something for everyone there.
Yeah.
And they release new copies every few months. So new books. They're really prolific.
They've got a work rate.
Yeah.
Goodness.
Yeah, they really do. So Holly Walker's book is talking about her experience in Parliament. So when she was a Green MP and becoming a mother.
Mm.
And it's also one of the things I really like about it is it's also about her reading journey. And I'm one of those readers who like reading about what other people are reading.
Mm. Yeah.
And I feel like I'm going more in that direction. The more I read, the more I want to know what are other people reading. And so at the back of this little essay, or this short book, she includes a list of all the books she's read in the last couple of years before writing this.
That's cool.
And I really appreciate that. She did an intentional kind of project for herself of wanting to only read female authors and poets and memoirs. And because she sort of felt like after she finished in Parliament and as a young mother, or as a new mother, I should say, that she didn't have a coherent narrative for herself anymore. Mm. And she was trying to read all these other stories to kind of get a sense of how other women had made sense of their experiences in politics or their experience of motherhood or, you know,
those kind of things. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just lovely to read her reflections.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we can all relate in some ways to that split of your professional self and your personal self.
Yeah.
Totally.
And I imagine in public-facing jobs, that's even greater, you know, when you have to sort of perform to an audience in a way.
Yeah, definitely. And they're going to constantly give you feedback on if it was good or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So being able to kind of figure out who you are in between all of these intersecting identities of being, you know, someone in Parliament, being a mother, being a partner, being just a woman in this day and age. So, yeah, it's a really lovely story. And I think she still writes for the spinoff. And I was just reading some of her recent work or recent articles on babies in Parliament, because it seems like it's like a growing...
Yeah, it is.
You know?
It's a growing phenomenon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she still talks about what are the barriers that are there, even though there's like a sense of more... like it's easier now, obviously it's gotten easier and easier, but the sense that there are still all these particular barriers for women in leadership positions and caregiving roles, whether it's caregiving for children or caregiving for older parents or caregiving for partners, and that women are often assumed or expected to step into those roles.
Yeah.
And that's not really easily accommodated. It's just sort of put out as like, well, that's a choice.
It's like, we're going to push you into doing this, but also when you do it, we're going to say it was entirely your choice and not support you in doing it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think it's, I think it speaks to a lot of different things, and people could get different different things out of it. She also talks about her journey to Parliament. And some of the reasons she made those decisions. And she critiques herself quite a bit in her own, I guess, idealism and naivety, and then arriving as a new member of Parliament and just how hard it was and how she couldn't, you know, how she struggled to navigate her way, especially she describes in a smaller party environment where you're just given portfolios right away.
Right, yeah. And it's just like, do it.
Yeah, yeah. It's just like, hey, so it's your first day. Do all of this work. Thanks. Yeah. There's only four of us here, so, like, good luck. Yeah.
Anyway, so I would say that it's a great one to read. You can read it in an afternoon. I think they're fun. Like, all the BWB texts, great little gifts for people.
Yeah, definitely. Good call.
And
amazing if you don't have a lot of time, but you want to engage with something interesting. It sort of feels like long-form journalism in a way. And also, academic writing, but meets a little bit of memoir. You know, there's enough of a person in the story. It's not so detached in the way that it's expressed.
Yeah.
I know the feeling. Makes so cool. Yeah.
Thank you.
Gosh.
Sounds great.
And I love how she wears so many hats too. You're right in that so many people can get so many different things out of it.
Yeah.
And the fact that it's such a small book too, like, I would read that book.
That's saying something.
Saying something, considering the long standing arc of me being unable to
to pick up a book and read it.
Pay attention. Exactly.
Fantastic. Well, if you guys would like to win the Scorpio Books voucher, all you got to do is text us in at 021-738-985 and let us know what party it was that Holly Walker was an MP for. We did mention it in the interview, but you can also give it a cheeky Google if you need a reminder. But text us in with that answer before the end of the show, and you'll be in the draw to win the voucher. Easy as that.
Thanks for coming in, Cassie.
Thank you so much.
See ya.